So how does the poo-powered car work? How is it powered by poo?
Well, the poo car runs on electricity that we generate from sewage at our Oxley Creek treatment plant in Brisbane. So there are about 300,000 people living in that catchment, and every time they flush their loo, they're basically helping to power our poo car. And the electricity that charges the car is produced by our cogeneration unit. And it essentially captures the biogas that's produced from sewage and uses it to drive an engine to create the electricity. So the sewage comes into the treatment plant and it goes through a process called anaerobic digestion, which means that the sewage goes into our large digester tanks and it's broken down by bugs, and that creates the biogas. And then we harness that biogas and use it to drive an engine to create electricity. And we're not only powering the poo car with that electricity, we're also helping to power up to 50% of the treatment plant's electricity needs. So it's really great for us because we're reducing our operating costs and, you know, we're also helping the environment by using a cleaner, greener energy source.
Could you tell me what the Queensland Urban Utilities do? Who are you guys?
Well, Queensland Urban Utilities is one of the largest water and sewage service providers in Australia. So we cover five local council regions in Queensland, including Brisbane, Ipswich, Somerset, Scenic Rim and Lockyer Valley. And, we produce drinking water for our customers, and we also remove, treat and dispose of our customers' sewage.
Whose idea was it to create this?
Well, it was actually one of our staff members' ideas. It was pitched as an idea at our CEO Innovation Hour. We've got a strong culture of innovation at Queensland Urban Utilities, where staff have the ability to pitch ideas direct to our CEO, and that's how it came about. So it's sort of been, the idea's been in the making for about the past 12 months, so we were really excited to finally be able to launch our poo car. It's turning a lot of heads on the streets of Brisbane, as you can imagine.
And I've got to ask, what does the exhaust smell like, or what does the what is the smell? Is it very strong, or has it been treated so that there's no smell?
Well, we actually get asked that question a lot. You know, does the car smell? But no, it doesn't, because it's an electric car. It doesn't actually have an exhaust pipe. So there's no smell to it at all, and it looks pretty eye-catching too, because the car is wrapped with a picture of a man sitting on the toilet, so there's no mistaking, you know, where this how this car is powered.
You said it's a first for Australia. Is it a first for the world, or has this sort of technology been done before?
Well, look, cogeneration isn't new technology. And we do believe there are similar vehicles around the world. In the UK, there is a bio bus. It's a little bit different to ours because it's actually run on biogas, whereas our vehicle is an electric car. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are looking at the technology that, you know, could allow us to potentially use the biogas to run a gas-fired car. The gas that's emitted from the sewage as it breaks down is only 60% pure, and to run a gas-fired car, we would need to clean or scrub that gas to about 98% pure, and we don't have the technology to do that ourselves at the moment, but it is something, you know, we're looking at in the future.
And you said that you've converted the waste from about 300,000 people in the south and west of Brisbane, just for the car or also for the plant? Is that a little bit wasteful for, like, so many people to create energy for such a small sort of output?
Well, we're also producing enough electricity to help power the treatment plant as well. So our cogeneration unit at the treatment plant produces around 17,000 kilowatt hours per day, and to fully charge the poo car only takes about 17 kilowatt hours. So we're producing vast amounts of power, and it is powering up to 50% of the electricity needs of the plant, as well as our little poo car. But the poo car, we think, is a great idea because we're getting it out into the community at events, and it's a great way for us to talk to people, you know, about the useful things that we're doing with their waste. Modern sewage treatment plants are becoming more like resource recovery centres, where, you know, where we're turning people's sewage into something useful like energy.
And are there other treatment plants that are like looking at doing something similar to this?
Well, we also have two cogeneration units at our largest sewage treatment plant at Luggage Point. Mm-hmm. So we have that technology at our two biggest plants, and together we're saving around $2.5 million a year on our electricity costs at both of those plants combined.
Are you wanting to create more, manufacture more cars?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, this is just the first step. You know, one day in the future, we may be able to power our entire fleet by, you know, electricity that we generate from sewage. But, you know, that could be some time away. This electric car we purchased secondhand, it's just a normal electric car. Mm-hmm. And I guess as technology improves, you know, with electric vehicles, it is something we could potentially look at for you know, our entire fleet in the future. But we're also looking at other ways that we can run vehicles. We've also planted Pongamia trees at two of our rural sewage treatment plants, where we're growing Pongamia trees and irrigating them with treated wastewater. And the Pongamia trees have seeds which are very rich in oil, and we're hoping we can harvest those seeds to create biodiesel. So that's another potential energy source for us.